This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Five o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. I'll be as brief as possible. Hopefully your workday is done. We asked a question that the morning show asked. We have a completely different answer. So Michigan and Michigan State both get to the Sweet 16. I mean, obviously, Michigan State, there's not going to be a success unless they, at a minimum, got to the Final Four. But really, it's about winning it all. For Michigan, it's different. It's Dusty May's first year. I thought their season was a success regardless. And, well, this is just a rousing success. But that's not what we were talking about. Costa in the morning asked a question. And it was more of him yelling at people. Where it was, you need me on that wall. Like, you need Michigan and Michigan State a third time. And I was driving, and I'm like, I almost wanted to call in. And then I'm like, no, I'll deal with him on the podcast, which I did. But me and you have a different perspective on it. Now, part of that is, this is what we do for a living. And I do factor that in. But it's also, I'm at a point where I honestly wish we just didn't play Michigan ever in anything. I'm done with it. I'm sick of it. It's not fun. It's reached a point of complete absurdity. And today is a further example of that where, look, we talked about this. Sure, if we play you, we've already beat you twice by a total of 30 points. Yes, I think we'd beat you again. That doesn't validate or invalidate the season Michigan State has. I don't care, was my answer. Well, then it was met with rage. People in the 2 o'clock freaked out. Now, the insulting part of what I did was just a joke because Rico showed me a picture, and it is a weird piece of the Michigan fandom. You're the only fan base I know where games that have nothing to do with you, you still have people head to toe in Michigan garb to like show they're a soldier for the cause or whatever.
To represent.
Yeah, well, what I said they represented is someone who really doesn't have much going on in life. Like, congratulations. You're at Tennessee Vanderbilt. You're dressed as a stick of butter. You're basically, you've attached your entire worth as a human into a school you didn't attend. Weird, at best. Now that, to me, was a rather small percentage of the populace. But people got very upset. Here's the question. Do you want MSU and Michigan Part 3? Because I think the silliness of the question, Rico, is the fact that I don't think it's a guarantee State beats Ole Miss.
No.
And Michigan fans seems to be leaving out the small detail of them being the better part of a 9 or 10 point underdog to Auburn. Just throwing out a small detail there.
Right. And it's like, okay, whoever state, if they beat Ole Miss, whoever they play, fine. You deal with that. But I've seen Michigan State twice this year. Neither game was compelling. They won by a total of 30 points. 13 at Chrysler, 17 at the Breslin Center. If you beat Auburn, let's just say Michigan State wins against Ole Miss, you've knocked off the number one overall seed. It kind of would feel like it did back in 19 when they knocked off Zion and Duke, where, okay, that meant something. That was...
It raised the bar.
Yeah. It was like, okay, this is the best team that college basketball has to hold. And if you could beat Auburn, now maybe if you go into the Final Four and you have to play Florida or Duke, you could draw upon that. Playing Michigan again, if they're there, you play the game. But I've seen this thing.
But you're not pining for it.
No, because it's not like you split. If you split, okay, the rubber match. It wasn't like they were close.
Right. Now, the responses, typically, it's just lazy. Well, you're scared. Scared of what? We beat you twice, handily. You want it again? Sit down at the kitchen table. We'll serve you the same meal. Like, I don't know what to tell you. What you're not understanding is, and I'm open about it, I don't want to look at you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to do it. Because here's why. Football, I'll put up with it. Because you care. Because right now, you're probably staring at an 8x10 of Bryce Underwood and hoping he autographs it. The point I'm making is basketball, no show could get any participation from your fan base at any point. But what now? Now, you think I'm going to sit here and be your Huckleberry. I could fit your basketball knowledge in a thimble. And you think I'm going to sit here and get threatened and get insulted, all the ridiculous stuff? You guys are out on the reservation. You don't have a basketball fan base. So, yeah, I have no need for it. I would rather not do that. Now, if that means somehow I'm a bad fan, cool. Don't care. But I've also said, in an alternative universe, here's how little joy the rivalry brings, even when we win. Hell, I wish they could move to the Big 12. I don't care. I'll make Texas Tech my rival. I don't care anymore. It's toxic to the highest mountaintop. Bored of it. And we've drubbed you in basketball for a long, long time. So don't do this stuff of, oh, convenient, you can't win. We have more than held our own in football. Am I pleased the way it's gone the last couple of years? No. Clearly not. But in the big picture, stop. Stop acting like it's the 70s. Cut it out. So I don't know what to tell you. But no, I don't need it. But if you want part three, I'm not mad about it. Because if I'm a Michigan fan, I want that title shot again. I lost twice. I want the third opportunity. Totally get it. You're not a bad person. But this morning, the way Jim presented it, you were a crackhead if you didn't want this.
Yeah.
And I just think that's very short-sighted. Because Jim also hypes it up as, oh, I love the trash talk. What trash talk? It's pointless. I mean, look no further than 2 weeks ago. Dusty May and his crew were a collective horse's ass on senior day at the Breslin Center. And instead of owning it, he did some form of gaslighting, goes on a media tour, acts like somehow state should change their entire program for them. Yeah, that defines why I don't want nothing to do with this rivalry anymore. Bored of it.
And actually had people who said, yeah, Dusty, you're right. They should do this. They should change this. There's no reason for it. It's like nobody's ever had a problem with this in the decades it's been going on. So why all of a sudden is it a problem now? Because I didn't know the tradition and they just took too long. Like you were losing by 17.
It's just the example.
Where did you have to go?
It's the example of why I'm tired of the rivalry because it's all the other crap. It's all of it. So you know what? We're good.
Yeah.
I'm just, for me, don't need it. Now, if we play them, let's go get it. But the whole point for Michigan State, and this is where it's different between Michigan and Michigan State in this instance, I don't need to beat Michigan to validate anything. I need to beat anyone who's in front of me. Because for Michigan State, anything short of a national championship, it's a fail. You got a coach who's in his last couple of years. He has to win a title or he will go down in history as the best coach not to win two. That's not an award you want. For Michigan, it's different. Dusty has barely been here. He's done an incredible job. But why one side can't understand the perspective of the other, that part I'll never understand. But I've also given up trying to understand you. Now, is there a sensible part of the Michigan fan base? Of course there is. Two of my best friends are Wolverines. You think we fight? No, absolutely not. But there's a portion of this fan base that is pretty large, even though you want to deny it. You can't reason with them. So yeah, where I'm at this stage of my life, you argue with an idiot, you are one. So I just choose to not. What do you want me to do? Oh yeah, let's do it again. Do what again? Great, we'll play you and we'll beat you. And then what? It'll be on to the next thing about how Bryce Underwood's going to win three Heismans. There's no point to any of this. So that's what we've talked about. We got a lot of people who want to rap. We've even got Snoring John on line five. We have had a caller asleep on line five for 2 hours. And we occasionally have checked in on Johnny. And he's sawing logs. He's doing God's work. We'll check in on him a little later in the hour.
He's snoring away still, I know.
I thought it was a bit at first.
Even if it's a bit, it's funny to me when you go to somebody and it sounds like they're out cold.
That's a commitment to the bit.
Big time. So we'll get to the people. We'll do it next. We got a tournament blitz, bottom of the hour.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's go to the people. A lot of people want to rap about it. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything? We go to the sprawling metropolis of Berkeley to talk to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike here. First things first, I love you guys, each and every single one of you. I listen to you all day, every day when I'm in and out of the car. But I got in the car about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And you were talking about all these Michigan fans. Well, I got back in the car about 5 minutes ago, and you're still talking about these Michigan fans.
Yes, that's kind of been it's been the backbone of the show. Hold on. It's been the backbone of the show because I explained it each top of hour. So what is surprising that we're talking about it?
I mean, you can't keep whining, man. We love you. We love to hear all your takes, but we don't like the whining.
Well, there's no whining.
It comes from, I don't care, Michigan or Michigan State. You name it, I don't care.
Hold on. Mike, where's the whining and saying, I'm not interested in playing them a third time, and here's why? That's not whining.
That's what you've been saying for an hour. Like, give it a break, man.
Well, Mike, listen, I love you too, but you don't program my show. So, have a nice day.
All right.
Phone line's full all day. Ticket tech's off the chain. I'm in the entertainment business, Mike.
But Mike didn't like it.
Okay. Like, no disrespect now. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Like, would I like to talk about this for 4 hours? Not particularly. You'd be shocked to know I'm much more interested in talking about the tournament, the problems with the tournament. But guess what? No one here cares. I'd rather bring up the Red Wings with some audio from PK Subban. No one cares. I'd rather tell you how scared I am of the Parker Meadows injury update. No one cares. Mike, we're in the entertainment game. This is what people care about. And last I checked, I have a take where Michigan fans lost their mind on it. Yes, I'm talking about Michigan fans, Mike. I'm sorry. Check in tomorrow. Believe me, I hope we're talking about other things. Okay?
But today, yeah, full phone lines.
Well, this is what people care about. Let's go to Dan, 97.1. Danny, what's going on, Bob?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Danny. What's up?
So I'm going to start off by saying I'm a Michigan fan, one of the seven Michigan basketball fans, as you like to say. I watched both those Michigan State-Michigan games, and I'm going to be one of the people who say I don't want to see Michigan State in the Elite Eight. I'm a Michigan fan. I don't know if they're going to beat Auburn, but if they do, I'm rooting hard for Ole Miss to take that game because I don't want to see Michigan State.
No, I Dan, I get it. I you know what it is for me? I don't speak for Rico on it. I guess I'm so numb to the tournament that I stopped a long time ago rooting for this team or that team. You're going to play good teams. You're going to get your metal tested, and you either survive it or you don't. So I get what you're saying, but like for me, Dan, I don't know that we're beating Ole Miss. I said that all day.
When you overlook a matchup, that's normally the game that you lose. When you start
saying, exactly right.
But it's setting up for this game, and neither team makes it to that game. So
yeah, like Auburn and Ole Miss downloading for Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
No, exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, Dan, let me ask you this question. You know, I don't know how much of the show you've caught today. Do you at least understand why, from our perspective, we're not interested in playing a third time?
Yes, it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you for being
sensitive. I mean, you win, yeah, you're expected to win. So everyone's going to say, oh, they're expected to win. So be it. If you lose, well, then you got a lot more calls coming on Monday.
Well, it's also a lot more calls from people, I mean, not like yourself, who obviously you watch the team. But it's going to be like the anti-Rieger, Dan. It's going to be people who watch 10 minutes of basketball all year.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Yeah. Well, those the games didn't count. The regular season didn't count. It's all about the tournament.
I actually don't mind that point of view because for Michigan State, where the program is at, it really is, Rico, they either hang a banner or they don't.
No. I'm saying that beating Michigan the regular season won't matter because they lost in the tournament. It's just like, guys, as Carl said, it's lose-lose. It is. You can't win. It's like I said it earlier. It's
I didn't make a big
Ohio deal. State wins the national title in football, but you lost to Michigan, so your title's not validated. It's like actually it is. They won it all.
That's rich coming from a fan base who openly cheated.
Yeah.
That's rich.
Multi-level cheating.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, Paul 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
You know, Mike, I got to tell you, welcome to the Senior Society. The cribbage tournament is on Mondays, and we play pickleball twice a week at the Activity Center. So you're more than welcome to join us.
I feel like I am hurtling towards that lifestyle. go ahead, Paul.
Mike, I've listened to you since day one when you and Terry were the Inferno, et cetera.
Yeah.
Anytime these two schools are brought up, it's rinse. Wash, repeat. You might as well just play a playback button from 2004. It's just astounding to me. And actually, I find it quite entertaining. You know, by the way, have we had a wellness check on caller John lately?
I will go to him after we speak to you. I still have Snoring John on line 5. We're going to see how he's doing.
You know, I love the NCAA tournament. I mean, I really do. I've watched just as many games as I possibly could. And yeah, I have a question for Rico when I'm done here, and by all means for you as well, Mike. But I love this. I mean, you know, some of the predictable things have happened, most of them, but there have been some really, really good basketball games. But you play who's in front of you. I mean, and Costa's always kind of, you know, grabbing for things and whatever else, but you know, if Michigan and Michigan State happen to meet up, you know, if somehow they get past Ole Miss and what is it, Auburn for Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right, you play who's in front of you. You don't get to choose. You know, so may the best team win at that game at that time. You know, it's I've always said, and you know this, Mike, I love it when both teams in the state are good. I think it's a good thing. I really do. You know, and I don't have a horse in the race, you know, whatever else. I'm kind of like Terry. I'm a state of Michigan man. Oh, can somebody please get to the Final Four, and can somebody make a bona fide trip to the finals and maybe win it, you know? But Rico, I have a question, and it could have been Grant Hill. I don't know, but I thought I heard somebody say that all starting five of Duke are freshmen. Is that true?
No, I don't think so.
Well, Knipple is. Flag is. The five-star center they got doesn't play a ton.
I know they got the transfer from Purdue, but does he start?
Yeah, look, they brought in four five-star players last year. John Shire's crushing the recruiting trail. It's possible.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe four.
Out of the whole game, is there a shot there are five kids out there? Maybe. But no. I mean, if it was five freshmen all the time, I'll double check it. That doesn't register with me.
Okay. Well, you know, I will say this. Cooper Flagg is a hell of a player, but boy, does he have a punchable face, and that did happen, which was good to see.
Noted. So, I think that's actually...
I'll let you guys go.
That's your starter kid at Duke. Punchable face. They have a lot of players over the years, whether you go back to Christian Laettner, highly punchable. You go back to Shane Battier, punchable. You go into the, I'm sorry, I couldn't stand him, J.J. Redick era. Punchable.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a million for you. Yes, Kenny.
Hurley?
Oh, I just like the starter kit for your Duke, your average Dukeian.
Punchable. Yeah. Punchable. Do we want to check on Snoring John?
Yeah, see if he's there.
Okay. Here we go. Bet you a U.S. dollar he's got to be awake. John? Nope.
Even if it's a bit, it's hilarious.
Hold on. There's no way it's... The man's been on hold for 2.5 hours. Kenny, he's out. He's out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble on a Monday.
What? What do you want to do?
Live look in on our sales department.
Right. Actually, they're not even in the building right now, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's orange.
No, Tyrese Proctor Jr.
Okay. That's what I said. At times it could be 4 out of 5, but no, because you know what the media would have done.
Oh, it's the new Fab Five.
Well, just like they did the Crab Five for Maryland.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Come on. He traveled. You know it. I know it.
It's the extended Eurostep.
7 of them?
Extended Eurostep.
All right. 2, 4, 8, 5. By the way, true or false, Medved had taken the job before that basket actually went in. I've never seen a faster announcement.
I don't even think he took the plane to Colorado. He just, hey, guys, great seeing you. Coach, you coming up? I got some stuff I got to do.
I got some paperwork.
I got to take the cameras.
Yep, you guys are going home, and I'm not going with you. All right, we'll get to Kenny on ticket text, and I'm going to tell you, Rieger and Wojo, yikes. Kenny, couple of texts, please, as the gentleman. I use that term loosely. I mean, Rieger took a Cialis before the show tonight, so this is just super exciting for no one. But Kenny, what are the texts?
This might be from Rieger. This says, this is some sad Sparty coping. Good job, guys.
What? Okay, what are we coping with?
Because we went to Michigan State, Mike. Just go.
I don't, guys. You gotta loosely make sense. We beat you twice by a total of 30 points. We'll be favored,
but
to beat
you didn't
you again.
Do it by 31.
Okay. Well, guess what? You're not beating Auburn, and we may not beat Ole Miss. What are we coping with? The fact is, Izzo hasn't won a championship in 25 years. Well, yeah, I gotta cope with that.
I'm just gonna say, I don't think you had them beating UCSD and or A&M either, did you, Michael?
I did actually. So why don't you try again, bitch?
I don't think so.
Honest God, Rieger, you're barking up the wrong tree today. Seriously.
Why are you so upset? Come on.
No,
why are you so upset?
You.
Me?
You.
Me.
You.
I'm having
you.
My team
you.
That I root for my whole life is
no,
in the Sweet 16.
No, that's not what you're doing. You're being dishonest, and you're a troll. And that works with callers.
Okay,
it doesn't work
here's
with
what
me.
You're doing,
so
I
cut
think.
It out. No, I don't want to. You know what? I don't want to hear your opinion.
Oh, you don't want to hear my opinion?
No, I don't.
Well, you give your opinion?
Yes, because I'm better at it.
Oh.
I don't want to hear yours.
Here's the guy. You come in, right? I get why you don't want it. I get why you don't want
you.
It.
You.
The only thing you did not do is give credit to Michigan.
What are you talking about? I said Dusty May was the coach of the weekend. I said they are the team I think more of.
If you are so convinced, you said it multiple times.
No, not going to acknowledge that?
Well, I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry.
Oh, but you made the assumption.
I did. I did because I heard you say 5,000 times, well, beat them by 300 points twice. Then what else do we have to prove? Oh, maybe Michigan's better. All of a sudden, Roddy Gale woke up. You know, Michigan's 5-0 since...
You know what? Maybe Frankie Fiddler woke up. Can you imagine if I took to the air with that take?
Oh, okay. Real quick. You weren't impressed what they did in the second half against a team that beat Auburn?
Never said that.
You just made fun of my Roddy Gale point.
If you think you're getting 28 from Roddy Gale on the regular,
then stand down. But I do think they're a much better basketball team over the last five games.
Do you realize they won six games in a row. They had just knocked off Purdue. They had just beat Ohio State.
Then what are you so afraid of? Why do you guys want to play them? Then play them and kick their ass, okay? And laugh, ha, 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 like you already do to our Southern Michigan fans. Why are you so afraid then?
No one's afraid of anything.
Afraid.
Okay,
I'm
then
bored
just,
by it because of this.
You're bored. That's what people who are afraid of say.
You took the wrong tact because they did give Michigan credit. You were wrong there. They did. They talked about how good. But the tact that is arguable is your reticence to play them again.
Yeah.
And I know you could just say, I'm just bored with it. I'm sick of it.
It goes deeper than that, too. And I was very specific about
it. But if you should beat them severely, then you should want it.
We'll beat them again. Okay. The point is, it won't prove anything. It won't stop any talk.
Oh, yes,
talk.
It would. Nothing proves anything, though. Come
then
on.
And that's my point. It's all
nonsense.
Yeah,
but why would you want it? It's fantastic. It's great entertainment. It's great theater.
Especially if you think you're going to win, which I think Michigan State probably would.
Here's the one problem. I don't know if either of us are going to be around Sunday.
Well, that's very true.
You make a compelling point, maybe.
Won't stop us from talking about
it,
though.
Lord knows we talked about it, but when you want to know why I don't want to play a third time, the embodiment of all that is evil and unholy in this rivalry.
You know
right here.
I want nothing more. You mentioned Seattle. I want nothing more than
lose
to kick
another dinner to Rico.
I will. I'll lose two suppers to Rico. I don't care.
Hey, you okay over there or the cat got your tongue?
Nothing would have made me happier than to kick your ass. Here's another thing. I'll bring Rico into it. Rico said...
Sometimes you just got the best seat in the house.
I heard Rico say, I want to beat Auburn because there comes some satisfaction, right? Well, in this scenario, you will beat the team that beat Auburn, Michigan, and you beat Duke in 19. What was the satisfaction there? You got popped by... Texas Tech. Chris Beard.
Because you beat Duke, you beat Zion, you beat the Dream Team.
But what does it matter? You ended up not winning anything.
Oh, my God. Bojan, you're hearing in real time why I have no interest in another round.
Do you enjoy rowing this boat with one oar?
No. Listen, I am very happy. I'm elated that the team I root for is good again.
So rather than beat two SEC teams... You'd rather beat Ole Miss and the team
disingenuous.
Well, you are being disingenuous.
You want nothing more than to kick Michigan's ass. Mike, I believe you want nothing more than to kick the crap out of Michigan.
Mike would hate the buildup. You would hate the buildup, but if you kicked them again... What would it matter?
Because it would be like, you can't do it a fourth time. You can't do it a fifth time.
Rico.
You can't do it a sixth
Rico,
time.
Rico, I love
That's
you.
That's disingenuous.
I love you like a brother, but you know you want this so bad the other way. You do.
Rigger,
you
want to
beat the
close.
Pope out of Michigan.
The games weren't close.
Can you, me and Michael leave. You two do the show.
The game
Honestly,
weren't
why don't you
I think we're doing a show on Thursday, right?
Just do the show.
Dude, pay your debt.
Oh, dear.
Tell me when to bring it in. I'll bring it in.
See you later, there, Michael.
I wish you luck.
That was fun.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is why.
Yeah. This, and we'll debate it, and I'll try. Listen, I'm not totally against what Rieger is saying.
This guy's the Oracon of sports radio.
Yeah, right like here. That dude from McNeese. That dude's already got like a billion NIL deals.
With this stupid boom.
Exactly. He represents everything wrong with the sport. Oh, he represents everything wrong with fans.
Oh.
You might have to agree with that one.
God, I hope we get
Rieger,
it.
Sorry.
And I hope you got to watch every second of it.
Jeff, you clearly need it more than I do. So I hope it happens for you.
You can, listen, you're not wrong.
See, he's lying there. He does not hope it happens for you.
No, I know he doesn't hope it
happens. You don't hope it does.
No, I'm done with all of it. I don't care.
But to be fair, I find it hard to believe that if you beat Michigan by 100, you wouldn't give at least a couple fist pumps with the dogs at home.
You know what? Driving back from Cleveland's catching up to me. I'm going home.
Hey, Bob, I wish you all the luck.
Godspeed. God help me.
You're going to need it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.